Hi, this is Anna, and this is Chuck at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Why Are You, the series in total. As you know from listening to this podcast and looking at the list of titles, I did an episode-by-episode review of that series. It took a lot for me to finish that series. I mean, it was an endeavor, because it is kind of what gives BL drama a bad name. I'm just saying, no offense. But I decided I'm going to give an overview of the entire series since I did take the time to watch it, because we finish what we start here at Check It Roundtable. So I'm going to give an overview of the entire series instead of the episode by episode, which you can, of course, go and listen to if you want. I have many interesting digressions, if I do say so myself, on those podcasts, mainly little rants about how it could have been better, But anyway, the series follows two different sets of characters, Sai and Zahn, and Tutor and Fighter. I personally liked Tutor and Fighter in the series. I mean, if it could have just been about Tutor and Fighter, the entire series would have been, you know, halfway okay. If we could have just kept some of the mature content out of it, that would have made it more idyllic, in my opinion. But again, this is Anna, who fast-forwards through things, skips things, etc. So, with that in mind, it follows Sai and Zahn and Tutor and Fighter. And the story opens up with Zahn having a dream sequence that is done in, like, anime, kind of, that is from a manga. I'm trying to decide if this series is based off of a BL manga series. I'm really not sure. But anyway, he dreams that his dream is going to become reality. He's going to end up with this guy named Sai, and Tutor is going to end up with this guy named Fighter. And neither of them are really even remotely, even hardly friends with these characters. In fact, Tutor and Fighter have been fighting each other for 2 years at the university, maybe three. And Sai and Zahn are just kind of disconnected. They don't really associate either. So he can't really figure out why he's having this dream sequence. Well, then he finds out his sister, in real life, is making a BL book that has gotten lots of views on the internet as she released chapters of it. And she made Sai and Zahn a couple in the book and Tutor and Fighter a couple in the book. I'm not exactly sure what's up with this whole BL fangirl thing. It's the one thing that detracts from BL drama, in my personal opinion. But I say the same thing about people that really get into rom-coms and fangirl those. It's the same kind of thing, except a little more pronounced, I think, in the BL. And I'm going to actually do an episode after this podcast about BL drama and why, even though Anna is not silly or a fangirl person, still likes BL. Because I think it needs to be said, because there's a lot on the internet for against BL drama, and there's not much for. So I think I'm going to do this podcast after this. But this follows the story of Sai and Zahn and Tutor and Fighter. Tutor and Fighter make this series halfway enjoyable to watch, because Tutor meets Fighter on his first day of orientation at college. Fighter misspells his name Tutor. And from then on, they just continue to butt heads. Now, the thing I think's funny about this is, in life, it seems that when people butt heads, there usually is for two reasons. The first is they butt heads because they really don't like each other, and that is a very valid reason. The second is they like each other, they don't want to admit they like each other, and so they butt heads to avoid admitting they like each other. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure in therapy what that's called, but you know, that's Tutor and Fighter's problem in a nutshell. Tutor's mad at Fighter constantly for like 2 to 3 years as he's in college. Fighter acts like he's mad at Tutor for 2 to 3 years while he's in college. Fighter is probably about 2 years older than Tutor. I'm not exactly sure. Again, I'm not very familiar with Thai college and the age kids go into college, the age kids get ready to graduate from college. So again, it's not like the U.S. I know in Japan, kids are in high school till they're 19. So completely different playing fields there, and I'm not going to get into that or try to figure that out in this podcast. So anyway, they butt heads. Sai and Zahn, Sai likes to drive Zahn a little up the wall because he knows that Zahn's sister did this BL book, and so he just tries to aggravate him by pretending to like Zahn. The thing is as Sai begins to drive Zahn up a wall, he realizes that he kind of does like Zahn. And they're a really weird, kind of stupid couple. I don't mean it bad, but they don't have much brain matter between the two of them, and they're just doofballs. So, and that's not a bad word. I grew up in the Midwest. Doofballs, perfectly appropriate if you're a child of the 90s to say. So, anyway, they are. They're just a bunch of doofballs. And so, anyway, I really wish in review of this entire series that we could just extract Cyan Zahn from it, because that would take a lot of the sound effects, stupidity, etc. out of this entire series and make it more along the lines of, for example, Love by Chance, Love Life on the Line, History 2, Right or Wrong. I'm just saying it would really help to even the playing field a little on this whole deal. But they didn't. So anyway, it continues to progress. Cy and Zahn's relationship is pretty much smooth sailing. I mean, really, except for Zahn being a weird dude and Cy being a weird dude. But anyway, then we have Tudor and Fighter, who continue to butt heads constantly. Fighter won't admit he likes Tudor. I don't really think Tudor really even knows he likes Fighter until later on in the show, because Tudor's really just busy trying to breathe because he is dealing with trying to keep his grades high in school so he doesn't have to pay tuition, and working two jobs and tutoring as well, and tutoring ungrateful people like Fighter, for example. So anyway, Tudor's life is really kind of busy, and he doesn't have much time to consider romantic inclination at this point. However, as the series progresses, Tudor and Fighter start to realize they like each other, which totally freaks Tudor out, and which Fighter really doesn't help with that freak out situation, because he says that he's pretending to like Tudor to drive him nuts. And there's guys for you. But anyway, and that's not just BL. I'm just saying, that's guys for you. They like to do things like that. And I'm not really sure why, but it's kind of funny to watch, because girls don't really do things like that. And so it's kind of entertaining. I don't know. It's like you're watching and you're going, I can see these guys at 3 years old doing something very similar in another situation. For example, taking cookies and going, I didn't take the cookies. And you're going, then what's that chocolate all over your mouth? I don't know. But anyway, we just don't grow up. And that's okay. I think it's healthy. So anyway, the story progresses. Tudor and Fighter finally decide to be a couple, and Cy and Zahn are already a couple by this point. And then Fighter's dad decides that he's going to break up Tudor and Fighter's relationship, but he doesn't break it up the way that you should break it up as a parent if you're going to break up. So my question is, when you have two kids in college that are almost 20, both of them, I really don't think it's really any of a parent's business to break them up, because they're adults at this point. So, like it or not, I mean, you've done everything you can do, so you just gotta sit back and let them make their own decisions. I mean, and plus it's way less stress and Prozac and all that stuff. So I'm just saying, and again, I'm not a mom, I'm a din mom, so it kinda makes me look at things a little differently, I think. But anyway, Fighter's dad decides that the way to get Tudor and Fighter to break up is to go talk to Tudor by himself without Fighter there and tell him that Fighter really doesn't want to be with him. He's only with him because it was a fling situation, and as his dad, he knows that Fighter wants a normal cookie-cutter family, which wouldn't include Tudor. And Tudor does not do the right thing here, in my personal opinion. This is like episode, I think, 10 when this happens. Maybe 11, actually. There's like 13 episodes in the entire series. And so they spent most of the series with Tudor and Fighter fighting each other. I mean, really. And then, like, in the 9 and 10 episode, they finally admit that they like each other. In the 11th episode, again, sorry, lots of episodes here. The 11th episode, Tudor decides that instead of going and talking this over with Fighter, like, you know, I don't know, I think a couple should do on this kind of thing. And this is kind of weird in my opinion, because there was another situation in the episode before where something came up with a photo being leaked off of Fighter's phone of Tudor and him together. Again, nothing risque was in the photo or anything like that. It was just them sitting there chatting, being funny in a romantic way. And that photo got leaked to one of Tudor's friends, who was an old girlfriend of Fighter's, which technically she really wasn't a girlfriend. I mean, she kind of threw herself at the guy, which to me, that's not really what you quantify as a girlfriend. That's a woman throwing herself at somebody. So anyway, some people might debate that fact with me, but I'm just saying Hawaiwa, not really technically Fighter's girlfriend. I mean, his father wanted her to be his girlfriend. She threw herself at him, but that doesn't make her his girlfriend. So there you go. But anyway, Hawahawa was upset about this photo because she thought Fighter was not being honest with her about the friendship, when Fighter really wasn't with Tudor before, you know, the two episodes before. Now, I think Fighter cared for him a lot up until that point, just didn't want to admit it, so that was a little bit of an issue. But when Tudor saw this was a problem, he met with Fighter, discussed this issue, and they went as a couple to resolve it. Whereas when Tudor meets with Fighter's dad and finds this all dumped on him, he does not go and discuss it with Fighter. And I think that was the problem in this series, is because, again, it's a very human thing, but Fighter thought that, well, his dad doesn't want us to be together, so therefore I'm going to break up the relationship and not talk to Fighter about it. And I don't mean it bad, but if you're in a relationship with someone, I think when it comes to major life decisions like breaking up because so-and-so's dad doesn't like it, or the other party's dad, Fighter's dad doesn't like it, is something that you should discuss as a couple, because otherwise it ends up unraveling in ways that you don't expect, and then you feel victimized. And this way you can at least make informed decisions and go, you know, so-and-so, your dad doesn't like this situation. What do you think about it? And if Fighter decides that he doesn't want to be the part of that, then great. But then you have discussed it as, I don't know, reasonable adults and made an informed decision knowing both parties' opinions on it, instead of just making that decision for the other party based off of what you think is care, but really is kind of avoiding main big problems in a relationship and breaking things off before they really have even started very much. This leads to Fighter being upset at Tudor for obvious reasons, because Fighter is told by Tudor that he just doesn't care about him anymore. And Tudor really doesn't handle that very well. I mean, he puts on this huge front and acts very human in that. I mean, I totally get why Tudor behaved the way he did to Fighter. I mean, on a level that, you know, I'm going, I understand Fighter's idea. I totally get it. And I can't even really blame him for his decision, but I am still stating that as a couple, if you decide to be a couple with someone, you really need to discuss major life decisions like breaking up with the other person because their dad doesn't like you, as a couple, rather than just saying that you're, you know, not in caring for them anymore, don't love them anymore, etc., and then pretending that you have someone else when you really don't. I mean, that's just not the way to do a breakup, if you're gonna break up. Again, a psychologist could analyze this much better than me, but I'm just saying this does not seem to work for me. So anyway, this leads Fighter to being upset at Tudor, which leads him to come to his apartment. They have a moment which isn't, I mean, there's a lot of moments with Tudor and Fighter that are not kid-friendly. This is definitely not a kid show, and I skipped several parts of this because, again, it's like rom-coms. There are parts I just skip because I think that some things should be left to the imagination, and some of us don't want to imagine some things. I mean, that's just the complete honest truth about stuff. So, with that in mind, Tudor and Fighter have a fight that gets a little physical, not in, like, Tudor and Fighter hit each other, etc., but Fighter's trying to figure out where Tudor's headed. The end of the fight erupts with Fighter basically sitting on the floor. I think it's in episode 12. And this part of the series is one part I did think was pretty well done. And again, it's one of those little gems that the BLs have that I really wish other genres had. I mean, personally speaking, that's why I like BLs. Because Fighter's sitting there after he and Tudor have this moment where they're both at each other's throats, and Tudor drags him in and sets him on the bed and says, you know, I want you to remember what we had before everything blew up. Nothing really happens there, but again, it's not kid-friendly. Tudor does calm down a bit during that moment, and Fighter realizes that he's not really as mad as he seems to be, but he can't figure out what's blocking Tudor, what's keeping him from telling what's really going on to Fighter. And so Fighter's sitting there, and in that moment there is this scene where Fighter is basically sitting against the dresser drawer, and he says, you know, the thing that I didn't realize until right now is the reason I was at your throat for 3 years or 2 years or whatever was because I really liked you from the very beginning, and I wasn't able to verbalize that until right now. And basically, he says, if there's something I'm doing wrong, will you please let me know, because I don't want to lose this and our relationship and you and all that. And I think this was a huge step for Fire, because the one thing I thought was interesting throughout the entire series is from a looking on the outside standpoint, you would think that Fighter would be the one who would be kind of the oomph. He'd be there going da 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 da. But when things get troubling, Fighter freezes, which is kind of interesting to watch, because I'm going, I really wish they would have developed his character and given you the backstory on him a little more than they did, because I would be interested to know what was the theory behind why Fighter froze on stuff, whether it was moving forward in their relationship when they were fighting each other because he didn't want to admit he liked him, liked Tudor, or whether it's, dealing with Hua in the photo. I mean, there's a lot of things that Fighter just froze on. And Fighter sitting there and realizing that he did like Tudor eventually in that moment there against the dresser drawer is, I think, a huge step for Fighter. And I'm really glad they captured that moment. I really wish they wouldn't have had the moment before, but I really liked how they captured that moment between Tudor and Fighter. Now, at the end of that moment, Tudor decides to basically buck up and pretend that he doesn't like Fighter again, because he knows if he doesn't, that their relationship probably will last, but it could damage his relationship with Fighter's relationship with his dad in a way that might be irretrievable. So Tudor looks at it and goes, if somebody's going to be thrown under the bus on this deal, it's going to be me, so I better just buck up and pretend I don't like Fighter so that Fighter can go have a normal life that his dad expects him to have. And, I really thought Thailand would be more open to the whole issue of two guys liking each other, but obviously not in more traditional Thai families. So, anyway. That's a problem for Tudor and Fighter. It ends with Tudor giving Fighter back a necklace that says Fighter, which Tudor gave to, or Fighter gave to Tudor because Tudor is the fighter, which I think is kind of an interesting little digression. But again, Tudor gives him that necklace back, and Fighter won't take it. He puts it on a shelf by the sign that Tudor had that was misspelling of his name from Fighter initially. Which makes you realize that Tudor also cared for Fighter way before he wanted to admit to her. He wouldn't have kept a misspelled sign for, 3, 4 years, whatever. And so, anyway, the story progresses. You think it's kind of dumb between Tudor and Fighter. Of course, this is Asian drama. It's all going to work out for all the characters. It's like, I don't know, it's like they say in Becoming Jane, that after a little trouble, all shall end happily. But anyway. Tudor then gets extremely sick. He gets a raging fever. He's been working too hard. He's basically trying to keep busy, make enough money, and not think about Fighter. Fighter is on the campus one day and talking to a friend, and he says, "You look almost as bad as Tudor, but Tudor looks worse." And he goes, "Well, where is Tudor?" And he goes, "Well, he's in this building." So Fighter goes to see Tudor because he's going, I don't really think Tudor's basically as mad as me as he pretended to be. I mean, he doesn't verbalize that, but that's what he's thinking. And so he goes to the building and finds Tudor has almost collapsed in a hall because he's really having a raging fever. So Fighter takes Tudor back to his condo. A lot of the kids in these Thai dramas tend to have condos in Thailand. I'm not exactly sure why. It's like the family buys a condo and then the kid lives in the condo, but during their college. Also, little side note, if you want to buy really inexpensive real estate and don't mind living in Thailand, you can buy or rent a condo for literally like, I think it's $600 a year for a house in Thailand. That's the rent, and then you pay like the amenities fee. So I'm just saying, if you, I'm thinking that's a really good deal. But you can't buy land as a non-Taiwanese citizen, but after 5 years you can become neutralized and then buy land, or you can lease the land, which is a completely legal situation. Anyway, that's a digression, but just saying there, you might want to check out Thai real estate because you can definitely get a condo very reasonably and then stay there if you wanted to go on an exotic Asian vacation, for example, during, I think it's Sanguine, where they shoot each other with water guns. That sounds kind of fun. But anyway, very big digression there, but just saying, you might want to check that out. So, Tudor is super sick. Fighter takes him back to his condo, gets him basically cooled down a little bit. In Asia, it seems that they don't react to fevers the way we do over here. They tend to either give them fever medication, make sure they drink liquids, and then they also tend to rub them down with a sponge, basically. I don't know. Here we just tell people to go take a shower, but I don't know. It seems to be something that they do in Asian dramas. Not sure why. But anyway, Tudor is completely, his walls are down because he's got a raging fever. And he's like, Fighter, will you just stay with me here today, this afternoon, in this moment, and just stay with me for the afternoon? And Fighter's like, okay, this is kind of weird, but sure. And, you know, he's like, why would I not stay with Tudor if he's okay with it? So anyway, then as he's there with Tudor, he falls asleep. Tudor falls asleep because they're both pretty tired. And Fighter wakes up to see that Zahn has texted Tudor. And Zahn is actually planning a trip to the beach to go with Sai, and he's going to take Tudor with him because he knows Tudor's having a hard time. And I don't know what the texts say because, again, I don't read Thai. So this is something that they didn't subtitle in the series, and I will drop a link to the playlist in the description. But it must have been something that was basically explaining, because there was a moment in a previous episode where Tudor had told Zahn what happened. And that is the one moment that I think Zahn really did shine, because he just sat there, and even though he didn't know what to say, he sat there and listened to Tudor tell his story and what had happened between him and Fighter and how it wasn't working out. And he just sat there and said, you know, I'm here to listen. And that was one moment where I did think Zahn was kind of cool. But the rest is on, nah, not really. But okay, that one moment is kind of nice. So there we go. If you have a moment, I guess that kind of makes you redeemable as a character, but it'd be nice if we had more than one moment. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, Fighter looks at Tudor's phone, sees Zahn texted him, whatever he texted in Thai, and again, don't know. And then Fighter does something which isn't exactly what I would consider the right move because of privacy issues, but it did make a huge difference in their relationship and might have been worth it, even though I am a super person for keeping privacy private. He actually took Tudor's phone and called Zahn. And you don't know the nature of the conversation, but needless to say, when Tudor woke up, Fighter had left him a text that said, you know, I know you like Zahn. He's a funny guy. I just bought you guys tickets to go on a trip together because I thought that would be something that you would enjoy, and I've already booked the room for you guys. And Tudor's beside himself because he thinks that Fighter thinks he wants to be with Zahn, which isn't the case at all. So Sai and Zahn, Tudor all go to the beach for their little trip because Tudor loves the beach. There's a hilarious scene in one of the episodes, I think it's episode 9, where Tudor goes to the beach with Fighter. And his idea of vacation is exactly like my idea of vacation. Tudor goes to the beach. Tudor sleeps. Tudor eats. Tudor sleeps some more. I mean, this is so me. I mean, I'm just not really a vacation person. It takes a lot to get me out of my hobbit hole. And when I do get out of my hobbit hole, I want to go conk after a long trip. And I want to eat good food. And then I want to go conk again. And, you know, maybe after 2 to 3 days, I might be up to venture forth and see the cool sights and everything. But I have to make sure I've got plenty of rest. And this episode was not entirely appropriate because there were some things between Tudor and Fighter on their vacation. But the scenes with Tudor just wanting to nap were so funny because I'm sitting there going, oh my goodness, this is so me. I mean, it's kind of funny when you see yourself on the screen sometimes and you're going, that's a part of my character. Yeah, mm-hmm. So anyway, Tudor, Sai, and Zahn are at the beach. Tudor goes up to his part of the apartment complex. It's like two condos stacked on top of each other at the beach. And he just throws his suitcase in the corner because the wheel's not working, so he had to lug it up the stairs, and he conks. And when he wakes up, Fighter is there against the door saying basically, hello. And Tudor's like, am I dreaming? Is this some kind of weird thing? Because why is Fighter here? And so that's kind of where the scene on the second to the final episode ends. The next episode opens with Tudor out on the balcony because he needs some space just to try to figure out why Fighter's there. Fighter comes out to talk to him. And this scene is, the main question that Tudor asks is, why are you? Which is the name of the series, which is, I think, a play on words that was definitely intended. It's also the name of the song that Cy and Zong sing in one of the episodes. And again, it's not that great of a song. I'm really not exactly sure why they called it Why Are You. I mean, there's some wonderful Thai pop songs. This one, it just really wasn't that whoop-de-doo. I mean, maybe it might be the translation, because again, this was translated and not by the studios, so who really knows. But anyway, so Tudor asks Fighter, why are you here? And Fighter says, you know, let's leave that to the side for a moment and discuss why we didn't have the conversation about my dad problem. And I really like that part of Fighter, because I'm going, you know, most times when a couple has problems with the other person's family, they tend to say, instead of my dad problem, they'd say, what about your problem with my dad? And Fighter doesn't do that. He sits there and goes, why didn't we talk about my dad problem? And Tudor's like, because I didn't want you to have trouble with your father. Because in Thailand, honoring parents is a huge deal. I mean, super huge, like monumental deal. So Tudor says, I didn't want you to have trouble with your dad. And he said, well, you not telling me about the trouble with my dad had me have more trouble with my dad. And he said, I'm sorry about, Tudor says, I'm sorry about that, but that's why I did what I did. And Fighter said, you know, it worked out though. And he pulls out his phone, and he did have a conversation with his father, which did not go well, but I think Fighter handled it very well. Because when he found out through Zahn that things weren't okay, he went home and had a not nice conversation with his dad, where he basically said, you know, I've been an obedient kid to you in every area of my life. But when it comes to my personal relationships, especially since, you know, Fighter's like 20 years old, probably 19, 20, he's like, I really should be able to make my own decisions on that. And his dad's like, well, it's a basically same-sex couple, they never last. And he's like, you know, what if it doesn't last? If it doesn't last, I'll take the hit on this. It's not something you're going to have to pick up the pieces with. As my dad, I'm going to be the one who picks up the pieces if this does not work out. But I should still have the ability to make my own decisions regarding any relationship I'm in. And at the end of that conversation, really don't know what the dad did, but at this point, Tudor pulls out his phone with his dad on the phone on like a video chat. And his dad basically talks to Tudor via the video chat and says, I'm sorry, Tudor, that I was basically sneaky person who didn't deal with this well and treated you very, very poorly, because you're adding to my son's happiness and that's not something that I should be making the decision on. And so that's how the dad kind of leaves it with Tudor, which lets him know that he doesn't have to try to break up the relationship at this point. And then Tudor and Fighter have a discussion where basically Fighter says, you know, you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life because you've got me now. And so when we do have a problem, you're going to share your problem with me so that we don't have this come up again. And again, this is why I like the BL movies, peeps. I mean, rom-coms don't have this. I mean, we don't deal with family problems in the rom-coms. It's like we have everything end up happy and we're supposed to believe it really does. And some of us are like analytical to the nth degree and go, you know, it's not going to be smooth sailing even when you're dating the person. So why not just be honest about that? And I don't know why, but the BL dramas tend to have that honesty. They tend to deal with the issues that, you know, typically aren't brought up in the rom-coms, like dad not liking X, or dad not liking Y, or mom not liking Y, and then how do we deal with that? How do we pivot? And are we going to deal with this as individuals, which typically is how we deal with those in rom-coms, whereas I don't mean it weird, in the BL dramas they tend to come together and make their decisions as a couple, which I really wish we could see in the rom-coms too. I mean, I really do. If anyone has some rom-coms they can recommend where they have troubles, you know, it's not all sunshine and roses, and they resolve them, that's the kind of that would be cool. Just send us a link at checkitroundtable@gmail.com and we will definitely review those series, productions, whatever you want to call them. So anyway, they decide they're going to be a couple. My guess is Tudor and Fighter are kind of in it for the long haul. I don't mean it weird, I'm just going, you know, they're both in their late teens, early 20s, getting ready to graduate from college here shortly, and I really don't see those two changing their minds about stuff. The thing I liked about this series as a whole was Tutor and Fighter. I mean, Sayanzan made it really annoying, and again, this series is one of those that would have given BL drama a very bad rap. So I would not recommend watching this as like a first BL drama. Actually, if I was going to watch a drama again, this would not be one I would rewatch. I really do like the characters of Tutor and Fighter, but they're not something that, you know, I would spend. If I'm going to spend 11 hours watching something again, it's going to be something like Love by Chance, or Love by Chance 2, or History 2, Right or Wrong, or Love, Life on the Line, which are shorter ones, but I'm just saying it's going to be a production that's better overall and doesn't have characters that are kind of stupid or really stupid and really bad sound effects. So this is one that I would give maybe a 4 to, probably more like a 3, just because, again, sound effects, Sayanzan being super stupid characters. The whole fangirl thing is really brought to light in this one, which again, I'm not raised in Thailand. I didn't go to school there. I don't know the whole ins and outs of society, but the whole fangirl thing for BL drama in Asia in general is just kind of weird for me as a Western viewer. So again, this isn't one of my favorites, but I am doing this review just so people know the whole series is a review. It has Saint in it. He's a very famous Taiwanese actor for BL drama. I like his acting. He does portray very realistic characters. This series, he did a great job. The guy who played Fighter, I thought he did a good job in his acting too. They're very realistic characters. Character portrayals, they don't seem to be put on or fake. The other actors and actresses I'm not familiar with. I wasn't terribly impressed with them, but I thought whoever played Fighter and then who played Tutor Saint did a great job. I just wish that they could have had a better plot line to showcase their talents with, because they are good actors. And Tutor and Fighter as characters were great characters, but they put them with Sayanzan, which kind of tipped the scales not in the favor of this series. So that's my review of Why Are You, the entire series. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye!